time to bring in Mike Cossey and time to check sports. All right, Mike, did you get another winner yesterday at Saratoga?
No, he fell apart like a cheap suit in the stretch. The horse was wandering around the track like a drunk.
Well, you can't win them all, Mike.
Nope, I know.
You've had a pretty good run up there, though, this year, haven't you?
Doing fair. Yeah. Not going to blow my horn yet. Still got a lot of races to go.
All right. So now I wake up this morning, early this morning, and like I always do, I go out and sit at my home computer station at home to set up. And I see this headline, and it just said to me, this is a made-for-movie classic. In the ninth inning of last night's game, the Yankees' two big bombers hit home runs. And then in the bottom of the ninth, Chicago hit a walk-off home run to win the game. It's almost like a script was written for this.
Really?
Well, you know, I think...
Doesn't that happen like every game this year?
Yeah. But, you know, I put it on at the beginning when they're... You know, it's nice, it's cute, it's everything like that. Baseball doesn't have to copy the NHL. They don't. Just do what you do. But anyway, so the Yankees lose, the Red Sox lose, Tampa Bay wins, and how about the Metsies swept Washington?
Yeah, the Mets won too, but you know what? Atlanta and Philly won too, so it don't matter.
All right. But still, good for the Mets. Good for the Mets. And, you know, they at least put a plug in the bleeding for now.
Well, at least Alonso he bailed himself out for the error he made in the top of the ninth inning that people don't call errors anymore, and nobody noticed unless you brought it to their attention. There was a one-hop throw to first base that he handled like an ice cube in October. He couldn't catch the ball to save his life, and then he hit a home run later. And once again, like I say, why do you let this guy beat you? Pitch around him. Nobody else on the Mets can hit the floor if they fell out of a chair, never mind a baseball. It's the stupidity in baseball is beyond me. There's only one guy in the Mets that can beat you, and you let him beat you all the time. I don't know. I don't know who these managers are, but they're not too smart.
No, it seems like it's the case of all the little things that baseball is a game, or it used to be a game, of lots of small things being performed by players at a high level, and it used to be a totally different game. And now
Right. It's
either throw the ball 100 miles an hour or your launch angle and hit the ball 500 feet.
That's it. It's a guy throwing as hard as he can, not knowing where it's going. It's a guy swinging from his heels to try to hit the ball as far as he can, or he's going to strike out. That's it. That's the whole game. There's no extended inning. I was watching the Yankee game last night on and off. I saw a guy bunt into the shift for a base hit, and they acted like it was the greatest thing that ever happened on the face of the earth. Why can't everybody do that? Yeah. That's what everybody would do if a guy named Billy Martin was the manager. Billy Martin wouldn't care if you're hitting 330 and you hit 50 home runs a year. If they're laying down that hole for you to put the ball in, you're going to put the ball in or you're not going to play. It's garbage. It's a terrible game.
You can say a lot, but either you like Phil Rizzuto or you don't. But Phil Rizzuto used to lament the fact that when he came to the Yankees and his whole tenure there, they practiced bunting. They practiced bunting hour after hour and moving the runners along. And it just doesn't seem to be something that baseball has much interest in these days.
You know, baseball succumbed to the stupidity of the people of the country. You know, they want it their way. So they succumbed to it because bunts don't put people in seats. Home runs do. Okay. My butt's not going to be in a seat ever again for a baseball game because it's garbage. It's not baseball anymore. There's, like we've said a million times, there's no hit and run. There's no when a guy steals a base, it's like Armageddon. It's part of the game. There should be stolen bases in every game because these pitchers take so long to get to the plate with their high leg kicks to try to throw the ball through a concrete wall. If you get on first base, you should be on third base. Every single, or if you get a single, more likely a walk, should be like a triple because the pitchers have no concept of how to hold a runner on. It's just a terrible game. It's When I grew up, I watched Major League Baseball to learn how to pitch and learn how to play the game. You can't do that anymore.
And also, this extra inning thing of starting the inning with a person on second base. Come on, this is not Little League. This is not.
Well, it's a fake season, just like everything else is fake.
All right. Well, let's get out of the fake and let's go to the park.
Well, you got more baseball to talk about.
Go for it.
The A's beat the Indians 17-0. 17-0. How do you get games like this? 17-0. The Brewers beat the Cubs 17-14 yesterday. It's insane. And the Red Sox are back on their ways again, like you said before. The Red Sox lost 8-1 yesterday. So they beat them, what was it, 22-2 or 6 or 7 the day before. And then yesterday they lose 8-1. And the Red Sox fans are thinking that once they get Chris Sale back tomorrow, tonight, whenever it's going to be, that's going to be the answer to their prayers. No, it's not going to happen. The Red Sox are the Yankees' best friend right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, now can we go to some
horses? Yeah, now you can go to horses.
All right.
Today, the pick of the day, the 8th race. 5.5 furlongs on the turf. If it's on the turf, if it's off the turf, all bets are off. The 9-horse, Competitive Saint, trained by George Weaver. Weaver's only got one win in 21 starts, but he's got eight placings in second or third, so he's just having a little bit of snake bit this year up there. But this horse, the second race off the layoff, ran a nice race to run third with Saez up, coming off the shelf from October to July this year. Prior to that, if you go back to his two races at Saratoga as a 3-year-old last year, this horse has a win in a second. So this horse likes the track. Working out good for Weaver. Get Saez, the leading rider up there. All systems go. Play of the day in the 8th race today is the 9-horse Competitive Saint. If we go to tomorrow's races, let's get there real quick. Pretty lousy stakes tomorrow, in my opinion, up at Saratoga. One is a 2-year-old race. It's called the Saratoga Special, Grade 2, going 6.5 furlongs for 2-year-old colts and geldings. These horses, anything could happen. Two horses I'm looking at. One is Steve Asmussen's horse, the 2-horse Gunite. This horse coming from Churchill Downs with 3 races under his belt, and every race this horse progressively got better. So this horse probably has the most seasoning, the most races going in the right direction. He's going to be my pick tomorrow in the 9th race. So the 2-horse Gunite's going to be my top pick. Horse I'm going to use underneath is the 8-horse, Dr. Jeff, trained by Rudy Rodriguez. Not known for training 2-year-olds, but this horse ran a real nice race first time out. Went out to the front and just kept on going. One wrapped up. Has a couple of nice works at Saratoga, last one being a bullet work on August 8th. This horse is 2-1 is the morning line favorite, but he's not my top pick. So I'm going to use Dr. Jeff in my exacta with my top pick, the 2, Gunite, who's 5-1. After that is the 4-star Dave, 1 mile on the inner turf. Nothing special in this race. The 1, Raging Bull, who's the favorite for Chad Brown, looks real tough in here. Doesn't win a lot, but he's been running in top races all over the country. This race tomorrow, even though it's a Grade 1 with the cast of characters in it, it's a little bit of a class retreat for the 1, Raging Bull. So we're going to use the 1, Raging Bull. The 4, Cassar Creed, that's another mile expert horse here. Trained by Billy Mott, coming off of a little bit of a layoff. 2 nice workouts up at Saratoga on the training track. 4-1, we'll use him in here. Alvarado's riding. He's pretty cold this meet, winning at 6%, 4-65. But I think Mott's horse is going to run pretty good. And the other horse we're going to use here is another Chad Brown horse. He probably has about 20 in this 8-horse field. The 8-horse Blowout. This horse has some speed on the front. If Rosario gets this horse out front and is not pushed hard, Raging Bull might have his hands full. But I think Raging Bull has enough speed in this race to keep Blowout comfortable. But you never know at Saratoga. So we're going to go with a 1-4-8 exacta box tomorrow in the 4-star Dave. That's our races for the weekend. Big races at Arlington tomorrow. Arlington's on the death rattle. They even renamed the Arlington Million to another name. When they start renaming races and bad places like Arlington right now with that, I'm not even going to go for any kind of picks there. But if you're interested, tomorrow is what used to be Arlington Million Day. The fields are not too big like they used to be, 10, 12 deep. Not anymore. Death of a racetrack. Arlington Park's going to be the next one to close.